From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. President Obama calls it a positive sign, but no one is popping champagne corks yet over a containment cap in the Gulf of Mexico that stopped the flow of oil for the first time in 3 months. BP's Kent Wells said the test is ongoing.
We'd all like a certain result that it says there's perfect integrity, but we must remember the whole purpose of the test was to assess the integrity, and so we will do that.
BP is still digging two relief wells in advance of plugging the damaged well. Arizona's controversial new immigration law was the subject of a courtroom battle today. A judge heard arguments on a request to block the law before it takes effect later this month. The governor wants the judge to throw out the challenge to the law by a Phoenix police officer and an Hispanic group. The judge has not said whether she will rule before July 29th. President Obama is applauding congressional passage of what he calls the strongest consumer financial protections in history. NPR's Ari Shapiro at the White House.
Almost 2 years ago, Lehman Brothers collapsed, nearly taking the U.S. economy down with it. President Obama said this bill will prevent that from happening again.
If a large financial institution should ever fail, this reform gives us the ability to wind it down without endangering the broader economy.
Democrats and three Republicans in the Senate voted to pass the bill 2 weeks after the House passed it. President Obama has been pushing this legislation since before he took office. Republicans say it will squelch American business, but Mr. Obama said it will make sure financial firms compete on price and quality, not on tricks and traps. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
Goldman Sachs has agreed to pay $550 million to settle fraud charges brought by the SEC. But NPR's Tamara Keith reports the Wall Street giant is not admitting to fraud.
Instead, the firm admits its marketing materials for a mortgage-related product were incomplete. What the firm failed to tell its investors is that a hedge fund manager helped design the product while at the same time betting it would fail. Jay Brown is a securities law professor at the University of Denver.
And that was very important, I think, to Goldman and its reputation to not admit to something that involved a charge of fraud.
Robert Kazami, the SEC's head of enforcement, says what Goldman did do was agree to reform its business practices and pay a record fine.
A very stark reminder that there will be a heavy price to be paid if firms violate the principles fundamental to the securities laws.
The settlement still has to be approved by a federal judge. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
There's more evidence the economic recovery is losing some steam. There was only a modest gain in industrial output in June, along with a third monthly drop in wholesale prices. Checking Wall Street, the Dow dropped 7 points today. NASDAQ was off a fraction, but the S&P was up one. This is NPR. Toyota says it will not release its investigation results of complaints of unintended acceleration in its cars until the government finishes its own review. A spokesman for the carmaker said the company doesn't want to influence other investigations. Both NASA and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration are looking into the more than 2,000 complaints of suddenly surging vehicles. The Vatican is out with its first major document on clerical sex abuse since scandal engulfed the church on several continents. It sets standards for dealing with priests who molest minors. But as NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports, it does not address the issue of reporting abuse to police.
The document extends the statute of limitations on clerical sex abuse from 10 to 20 years. For the first time, it codifies distribution of child pornography as a canonical crime. It also lists the attempted ordination of a woman as a grave crime to be handled by the same Vatican department that deals with sex abuse. Punishments can include being defrocked. But the new norms do not include any one strike and you're out policy as many victims groups had demanded. Vatican press spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said the absence of any mention of the need to report offenders to civil authorities is because the norms are part of canon law and exclusively concern the church. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Much of Europe is suffering through a devastating heat wave. Temperatures are hovering in the mid-90s from western Germany to Russia's Ural Mountains, destroying crops, igniting forest fires, and even melting some roads. Forecasters say the heat is expected to last another week. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.